Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary. This is Lisa Jeter.
Hello, Ms. Jeter. How can I help you?
I was calling because my son was saying that he's not receiving his full pay for being my caregiver.
Okay. Are you right now with him?
I am, yes.
Okay, perfect. Could you pass the phone to him?
Okay, he's right here.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marcelo Theater?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. So I'm seeing here that for last week, you needed to send timesheets for the 28th and the 29th. I didn't get those timesheets, so that's why you're missing some money on your payment.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're not getting the timesheets?
No, he didn't send the timesheets.
I do remember sending over the timesheets, but I'm going to go on the system on my end and check.
Okay, sure. Oh, and while I have you here, Ms. Jeter, then this is perfect, actually, because you're going to send some timesheets. The Medicaid ID that you're writing down is not the one that's not the correct one. I can give the correct Medicaid ID to Ms. Lisa. You can write it down.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please. My doctor's calling.
Okay, sure. Okay. Hi. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, she's not receiving a response back. Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hello? Yes, sorry, okay. That was my doctor. I had to take that call.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you ready to write the number down?
Okay. I need to write this number down.
Hello.
And you said this is a Medicaid number?
Yes.
Okay.
So the number is 800.
Okay.
159-9367.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the one that he's going to pull where it requests the Medicaid ID, okay?
That's the Medicaid ID number. And
yes.
So you said he has to put that number on the paperwork?
On the timesheet, yeah.
On the timesheet.
Yeah, while I have you here, send me the timesheet for January 30th, and this Monday, so February 2nd and February 3rd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it looks like I'm looking at his pay stubs, and it's looking like his, I guess for a few pay periods, it was missing.
Mm-hmm.
So he works the same hours each week, because this is my son. So it shouldn't vary in the hours, because he's splitting the hours with my daughter. So she's
right.
I get 63 hours. She gets half, and he's getting half. So.
Right, but if he doesn't clock out or if he clock out out of range, he's going to need to send a timesheet. And if he doesn't send them, then those visits are not going to get approved.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you say out of range, is that out of the range of the house? Because if he's with me and I'm at a doctor's appointment or I'm out, like, what do you mean out of range? That's what I just need to verify.
Yes. Yeah, so the home care has to be in the home, in the house, okay? So, you know, it can be maybe one block, street away, one street away, like that's okay. But if it's way longer distance, no, it cannot be accepted. So he has to send a timesheet for those days. Now, if you're in a doctor at a doctor's appointment, or
right.
You're going out, I don't know, grocery shopping, or something else, what he can do is just clock in inside the house and clock out inside the house, but it doesn't have to be in the schedule. As long as he does the hours, they can be in a different schedule. Now, let's say that your doctor appointment is 2, which he will be still working, right, as his clock out time on Tuesdays. When you go back to your house, he can still clock out and he won't have any issues with it. So if he goes back at 3 or at 4, he can clock out at the house and nothing else won't happen. You know, the only thing is you gotta make sure that it's not overlapping with Sierra's, with Sierra's clocking. You know, that's the only thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, sure. And while I have you here, Ms. Jeter, you haven't been to the emergency room. The address is still the same, right? 1547 West Main Street?
Yes, everything's the same.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so wait for those timesheets, and he will receive the payment for January 28th and 30th next week, okay?
Okay. So
okay.
It'll come next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And so for the other pay periods that we're missing as well, because it was January 23rd, January 16th, it looks like it's missing hours for multiple pay periods. So can you just submit the timesheet for those as well?
No, those have already been paid. The only ones that are missing is 28 and 30. Those are, I always, like, whenever he missed the clock in or the clock out or the visit is out of range, I will have sent him or Sierra, whoever it is, you know, a text message requesting the timesheet. So those are the messages that he has.
Okay. Well, he's showing me, I'm looking at it right here. So his pay period for January 23rd, he's missing hours for that. He only got paid for 24 hours. Right.
Check.
And there's several pay periods that he's missing hours for.
Let me check.
Like a pain.
Okay, so you said January 23rd.
Yes,
right?
January 23rd, yes.
23rd, so that was from January 12th to January 18th. Let's say on Monday he worked 4 hours, today 5.5 hours. 4 hours then. Wednesday, then he worked 2 hours with 45 minutes. 4 hours and 30 minutes. 4 hours and 45 minutes. And on the 20th, he only worked 45 minutes.
Is that what you submitted?
Doesn't make sense.
Okay, so 4 hours,
yes.
5 hours and
so
a half.
So he only worked 45 minutes on
Sunday,
on the 18th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 hours and 45, yeah, yeah. So there's a total of, yeah, yeah, the 24 hours and 75 cents. That's what he got paid. That's what he worked.
No, and that's where it's becoming a headache, because he's working his 4 hours, and for whatever reason, like 45 minutes, of course he worked more than 45 minutes, so I don't know what is going on with the
time. The clock-in was on the 28th, and he can see that on the app. On the 18, the clock-in was at 9:09, and the clock-out was at 10:04. So 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Why is that my schedule? Mm-hmm. You see how before it said my original schedule, and then when I
somebody altered your schedule?
Why would it be 9:15 to 10 p.m.?
Right. That doesn't make sense. You're right. Because on the 18th it says 9 o'clock at night.
To 10 p.m.
To 10 p.m.
I start.
Right. So somebody amended the timesheet?
That doesn't make sense. Why would I do that?
Yeah. That needs to
and
be
fixed. And then on Saturday, now, the longer that I work from 7 in the morning to 4, please, it says I only work from 11:15 to 4:15. That doesn't make sense. He's missing hours
because he's not clocking the full time. Look, if you have your schedule from, let's say, for example, on that same week, on the 13th, you work your schedule, mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to get paid. You see, that's your schedule. It's from 5 to 10:30. Same thing on Monday, he worked from 2 to 6, that's his schedule. But now, if you work less hours, I cannot keep that same schedule, because then you will get paid hours that you didn't work. Maybe you did, but you didn't clock for those hours. So on Saturday, that's the time that you work. You clock in at 11:22, so that rounds up to 11:15, and you clock out at 4 p.m. with 8 minutes. So that rounds to 4:15 p.m. Okay? So I got to change the schedule. I cannot leave it there, because then we will be paying you hours that were not registered. Nobody does that.
Okay. So we have to, I guess, verify the time sheets because he's working the hours. This is my son. He lives with me. He's working the hours. Okay. So if there's a time discrepancy, I would prefer that you call and verify the shift versus amending it because he's working the full hours, but he's not getting paid for it. So he's missing hours in his check.
The thing is I cannot change.
Hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is that I cannot change his clock in or his clock out. So if he missed the clock in at, let's say, 7 a.m. and he clocked in at 10 or at 11:15, how he did on the 17th, I cannot change that 11:22 to 7. I cannot change that. The only thing that he could do, and that's what some of the caregivers do if they miss the hours or if they clock out a bit earlier because they had to run some errands or something different in their lives,
right.
They have to make those hours on a different date. So, for example, on Saturday you work 4 hours and 45 minutes. You were supposed to work 9 hours. So on Sunday you can work, let's say, instead of from 7 p.m., you can work from 6 p.m. until all the way until 12. And then you will have a bit more hours. Or if on Monday you work 2 hours instead of the 4, then you can do more hours on Tuesday. Like you can, you know, divide it until you have all the hours that you work. But I cannot change the time on a clock in or the time on a clock out. I cannot do that.
Yes. So just an example of what I was trying to talk about. If you look at my schedule on the 3rd, I clocked in at 9:04. And I clocked out at 4:02 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And above that, it says 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be my shift for every Saturday. So I was a tad late clocking out on the following Saturday for that following 9 a.m. shift. But it says my schedule was for 11:15 a.m. to 4:17 p.m. or to 4:15 p.m. So my schedule was already wrong for that. It wasn't
I only changed the schedule after you clock out. Or if you tell me before, like let's say you told me, hey, I'm only going to work tomorrow from 8 to 1 p.m., then I'll change it. But I will never do that because then I'll lose my job. I wouldn't do that. Let me see another one, for example.
For example,
yesterday you clock in at 11:37 and you clock out at 1:44. But you see the schedule is still your scheduled time because I haven't done all the fixing all the schedules. I haven't done that. I do that on Tuesday. So you still have the normal schedule that you were supposed to do. But you clock in at 11:30 and you clock out at 1:44. You can see the schedule is still the same.
Yes, I understand that, but I was talking about that specific date, this on the 17th of January, how that my time was supposed to be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but on the schedule, not when I clocked in, but on the schedule, it says 11:15 to 4:15 p.m.
Yeah, because I changed it to the schedule to the time that you clock.
Right, but he worked.
But I worked that time. And so like, even on the times, why did I not get a timesheet or a call to verify the time?
Right.
Because you clock in and clock out. Timesheets are only if you miss the clock in, if you miss the clock out, or if you clock out of range. But I never change the schedule that you have, like the clock in and clock out. I cannot change the time. I cannot, like, you send me a timesheet for the visit. I cannot change it to 9 to 4. I cannot do that.
Okay, so how can we fix this? Because that's where we're at right now. Like, this is why I left the last company, because I just don't want to keep going back and forth over the times. And, you know, they're working the shifts, but they're not getting paid for it. So how can we fix this and make this right at this point? Like, just his timesheets that are missing hours that he did work already.
Look,
does he have to resubmit time sheets?
Mm-hmm.
for the missing hours or?
No. He go pay what he work, okay? What he register on the app. Maybe he works 24 hours because he lives with you, but he will only get paid what he registers. So even
so
if
that's
change,
what I'm asking you. So if he,
yeah, so listen to me.
He works with,
okay, listen to me. So even if you change agencies, if he continues doing that, he's going to have the same issue with any agencies that he has because nobody, not even in the home care industry, in any industries, you will get paid more than what you work, right? If you're right place to your work, you will not get paid that
right
amount.
So do you want the timesheets together? Like, did he have to submit? Do you want them all together?
Yes. So what he can do if he missed the clock in or he missed the clock out is or not clock out at all or then make up those hours, work more some other day or register more hours some other day. He had to
see,
register.
I think that's what you're misunderstanding. He worked the hours, but he might forget to clock in or clock out because he's already with me. So he's working the hours. It's not a matter of not doing the shift. He's doing the shift, but he's not clocking in and out. You know, so say if we're out at the doctor's office, you know, he'll forget to clock out. You understand what I'm saying? So it's, it's not that he's not doing the hours. He's doing the hours.
Mm-hmm. I
so that's
what
why
you
we just
mean,
want to figure out.
But the only way for us to know that he's doing the hours is the register.
With the
clock in and the clock out. If he missed the clock in and he clocks in less than what he's supposed to, we're not going to think, oh, he did the hours, but he forgot. No. He has to clock in at the scheduled time, and he has to clock out at the scheduled time. Or if he missed it, then don't do it at all, because then it's going to show us if he worked less hours, you know? The only way for us to know that he's actually doing those hours is clocking in and clocking out for the amount of hours that he has to do.
Right.
If he does less, then he's going to get paid less.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So he just sent in the other timesheet for the 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the
for example, I will recommend that he does more hours than he's supposed to on Saturday, or not does, but register, you know, because on on Tuesday, it's only registering 2 hours out of the 4 hours because he clocked in at 12 or 11:45, so that's 12. And then yesterday, he was supposed to do 3.5 hours, but it's only registering 2 hours because he clocked in at 11:30. So he can do 2 hours will be 3.5 hours more. So clock in at 7 and then clock out at like 8:30, something like that, 7:30, so that I can put those hours in and then it will be like he did all the hours. But if he clocks for the scheduled time or for less time, already having visits where he didn't do the full hours, then he's not going to get paid all the time that he is.
Okay, I think he understands, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even if, I guess, whatever is on there, you just make up the hours on any time, and so the hours add up. That's all. Okay, we got you. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day.